Got an email here from Fred and Scott, and they say the Earth orbits the Sun in non-circular orbit. If outer space is really, really cold and near to the Sun is really, really hot, how close would you actually need to get to the Sun in order to be at about room temperature?
Be about room temperature where? Where on the Earth?
They don't say. So I guess you've got 4 degrees of freedom, excuse the temperature-related pun, to give it an estimation as to where in space that would be.
Well, it's very difficult because obviously as you go up from the surface of the Earth, you're going to get cooler. And if you're on the night side of the Earth away from the sunlight, it's going to be different from the day side. I think it's actually quite a difficult question to answer. There are lots of different ways you could answer that.
Well, if you look at recently, wasn't there a Swedish spacewalk? And they were going on about the fact that when you've got people in space, they have to wear these reflective spacesuits and things, because if they're in the full glare of the sun, then very quickly their body can heat up to boiling point, maybe 100 degrees. And on the dark side, in the shade, it's very, very cold because you're just radiating your heat straight away again. So I suppose it's quite a difficult question to answer, because if you're having sunlight hitting you, you're soaking up a lot of energy. If you're in the shadows, you're not.
Yeah, and you just need to think about airplanes, and you see the condensation freezing on the outside of the airplane way above the clouds, and you're nowhere out in space yet. So I think that is actually quite a tricky question to answer.
Thank you, Carolyn. That's Carolyn Crawford.